טוב, בוקר טוב, יום חמישי בשבת קודש. אוי, today is a יום של פורענות לעם ישראל, 17 בתמוז, the beginning of בין המצרים. יהפוך אותה הקדוש ברוך הוא לטובה ולברכה, לששון ולשמחה בעזרת השם. So, first of all, everybody should have an easy fast, יירצון. We finished another siman yesterday. We're going to start a new one today. Siman Resh Nun Aleph 251 in Yored Deah says Maran. The title of the siman is Lemi Notnim Atzdakah VeEze Kodem LaChaveru. This is a big, big siman. Obviously, all very important. But for those who are distributing and giving tzedakah, donating tzedakah, person has to know who to give to, who's worthy of receiving tzedakah, meaning, and the order of precedence. Sometimes a person only has, you know, halavai that we should be able to give to everybody. But let's say you're not able to give to everybody. There's a seder kedima, seder adifut. So who takes precedence? That's all in this siman. This is big stuff. So let's go for it. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sa'if Aleph. Amen. Says Maran. מישהו עבריין במזיד על אחת מכל מצוות האמורות בתורה ולא עשה תשובה. If you have a person who willingly, advertently transgresses any one of the mitzvot of the Torah, okay, במזיד, meaning he knows that what he's doing is wrong, and you know that he has not done תשובה, right? It's not like a ספק. You know that he didn't do תשובה. אינו חייב להחיותו ולא להלגותו. If such a person is an ani, you have no obligation to sustain him or to give him a loan. Okay? The mitzvah of tzedakah refers to a person who's itecha b'torah v'mitzvot. Person who is among you with regards to Torah mitzvah observance. But such a person, there's no obligation to, we'll see soon if there's an isur to, you know, we're not talking about now. Let's say you know that he's not using it. If you know that he's using the money that he gives you, that you give him for all sorts of shtuyot, right? Use it for drugs or for gambling or for all sorts of other averot. Bevadayim is a shul safek that you don't give it to him. But let's say he's a rasha. He's not using your money for the averot, but he's just using your money for food. Even so, says Maran, there's no obligation to give him tzedakah. No, not because necessarily condoning, but there's no mitzvah to give him. He's not part that. In essence, we don't give people money because it's an ethical thing to do. It's because it's a mitzvah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to give tzedakah. But even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to give tzedakah, there's a caveat that only applies to Jews who are Shomer Torah mitzvot. Comes the Raman, adds in, hey, where does that leave Goyim? Now, certainly by Torah law, there's no mitzvah of tzedakah for Goyim. Right, a person thinks that he's giving, you know, these people who, you know, save the monkeys or save the elephants in Africa Foundation, you know, and he says, "Hu tzedakah gedola, ze ba'al tzedakah, ze ba'al chamor ze." Yeah, that's not a mitzvah tzedakah. However, nevertheless, even though it's not a mitzvah tzedakah, says the Rama, quoting the Gemara, right? The Gemara says in Gittin, "Oh, baruch haba." Says the Rama, "Umfarnesin aniyeh." Which means that nevertheless, in order not to, you know, you don't want to make a rift between Am Yisrael and the Goyim, especially when we live among them. So there's an idea that you're mefarnes, you support, you can give tzedakah to Goyim along with Aniyei Yisrael in order to keep the peace. Now, the Beis Hashem points out something interesting here. He says, Aim. What does it mean? Mefarnesin aniyah of the chavim aim aniyah. Together with them. What do you mean with them? What does with them mean? Says the Beit Lev, quoting the Ran, lav davka aim, ela afilu aniyah of the chavim lechud mefarnesin mepnei darkei shalom. You might have thought that. What does it mean? You might think that it means that, you know, if you have a whole group of aniyim, let's say you're gabbai and you have a money to distribute. So you have a bunch of Jews and some going over there also. So there, that's what the Gemara means. You don't set the goy aside and say, no, I'm not giving you. that's certainly going to create eva, certainly over there. But let's say it's stam goy, a goy alone, standalone goy, not coming together with Jews. Is there a chiyuv to give over there? Neder kishalom, says the Ran, the Gemara means that too. Doesn't necessarily mean together. It's just a, you know, it's a way of speaking. It's a colloquial. So that's with regards to that. So you see, in certain respects, at least with regards to tzedakah, a Jew who is a rasha, a Jew who is a ba'al avera b'mezid, has it, not to say that he's worse, but he has it worse off than a goy. Huh? But at the end of the day, you know, you have this thing that hilchot tzedakah don't apply to this wayward yid with skin. With skin, yeah. Ryan knows the. He's gonna give him a nice drasha. He's gonna give him musay. Give him. What else? Kacha. Vado tzaddik. Vado. Give me the keys. Give me the keys. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so there's actually, it's a nice shayla. There's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbat of Gimel Amud Aleph that talks about this. There's a whole Tesis about it too. If you're allowed to do a Avera Kala to prevent your friend from doing an Avera Hamura, which means, am I allowed to take the keys, which are Mukte, in order to prevent the other guy from driving? Mm-hmm. Ryan, what's going on, man? Oh, you're confiscating his keys. So. So, but on the other hand, one is his avira and one is my avira. Says the Gemara, there's a Talmudic concept of en omrim leadam chate bishvil shiske chaverecha. Yani, we don't tell you sin, even a minor sin, in order to save your friend. I don't know any of those. Anyway, aval mikol makom. So over there, but you'd be able to take his keys with a shinui. Take it with your, you know, you can, you know, karate kick his keys out of his hand. You know, yeah, Matt can be, you can get creative.
What if you just like
hold your keys? No, you're catching. You're holding in your hand. Now you're moving. So that's what I'm saying. Just, you know, you flick it away. Aval mikol makom, that's with regards to that. Saif bet, says Manan. Yeah? Let me tell you something with regards to the 3 weeks. I'll go off on a tangent for a second. Because Baruch Hashem, I see a lot of fresh haircuts. Listen to this. I was once in a shul on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. I remember this vividly. I don't remember a lot of things like this vividly, but this I do. Yeah. So I was once in a shul in Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and it was a Sephardi shul, Sephardi Rav, and the Rav gets up there and starts saying, now by the way, we know that there are differences of opinion with regards to the levels of mourning of the 3 weeks. Ashkenazim, beginning from today, Minhag Ashkenazim, based on the Ramah, they already abstain from taking haircuts, and everybody abstains from music beginning from today, but Ashkenazim abstain already from today from haircuts and shaving. Dat Poskei Sfarad, for the most part, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, is that Sfaradim are permitted to continue taking haircuts and shaving until Shavuot Shchalot Tisha B'Av, until Yaneh the Motzei Shabbat before, by the way, this year is the longest possible Shavuot Shchalot Tisha B'Av. Why? Because Tisha B'Av can never fall out on a Friday. So the longest possible Tisha B'Av is when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Thursday, like this year. Anyway, Mikitsur, so this, the past few years we've been getting free lunches in terms of Sunday Tisha B'Av and no whatever, but Zenigma. This year, full force. Aval, Mikol Makom, the rabbi gets up there and he says, another thing, there are certain poskim sfaradim that are machmir, kidatanama, with regards to haircuts and stuff like that. The Ben Ishchai brings down that the minhag in Baghdad was like the Ramah. So, okay, that was minhag in Baghdad. That was not the overall minhag by all sfaradim. So this rabbi gets up and he says, listen, according to the letter of the law, according to sfaradim, you have, according to Shulchan Aruch, You can take haircuts and shave all the way up to Shavuot Shchal Bo Tisha B'Av. Shazamit. But he said, here's the Zav. But he said, but anybody who feels the Tzad HaShchina, anybody who wants to identify with the pain of the Beit HaMikdash, and you really show and you really want to feel it, you should follow the opinion of the Ramah. You should follow the opinion of the Ben Yishchai. And because otherwise, you show like a callousness towards the Khurban. So,
I stopped there and prepared your garments.
I told him, I didn't, obviously it's in his shul, but I went over with him later. I went to the rabbi. I said, first, you know, we have to know how to give Musa. You know, when a person gives Musa, like Ryan gives Musa, is it Siddiq? Is it Shayafa? You have to know how to give Musa. Anyway, so you tell the guy, you made a beautiful drasha. What a nice Dvar Torah. Ashrecha, Ashrecha Kicha, Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh, right? Nathan, kacha. The guy, you pump him up, it's the art of Tochacha. You pump the guy up, and then you say, just have one He'ara, one little question. Say, listen, you said something to the effect of that anybody, you know, anybody who does Ke'ikar Ad-Din, you know, Kedatam, which is, by the way, it's not only, I told him it's not Shulchan Aruch, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah which is codified by the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, and there's minhagim le'achmir. The Rama brings down minhagim le'achmir, but it's all chumrot al gabe chumrot al gabe chumrot. There's minhagim. I said, do you mean to say that somebody who follows the Mishnah and the letter, do you mean to say that the Mishnah had a callousness towards the Churban Beit HaMikdash? The Chachmei Mishnah lived in a generation. Do you mean to say that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, who codified it as halacha, had a callousness towards the Churban Beit HaMikdash? What do you mean to intimate? When you say stuff like that, it's weird. You don't say that. You want to say you want to be machmir, you want to say Aramin Hagis, say that. You want to say, you're going to give a guy a guilt trip that if you do Kedat Shulchan Aruch, so you're showing a lack of caring towards the Churban. Zeh shtuyot. Zeh mamash. You know, to say that is lo b'makom. It's not, again, halacha has nothing to do. Halacha is not religious coercion, and it's also not guilt trips. It's halacha. You have to know how to codify halacha. It doesn't work like that. It's not, you can't give a guy a guilt trip into following a certain minhag. Zeh lo b'makom. So I told him, you know, kavado b'mkomo munach. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishlei. I said it yesterday in my Daf Yom Yishir. Yesterday, there was in yesterday's Daf, the Kuchav Dalet in Shabbat, there's a certain situation in the Gemara, and Rava, the Gemara tells a story yesterday, Rava was in a Shut Rabbim on Shabbat, and his shoes got muddy. And his Shamash came, he picked up a shard of clay from the street, and he started cleaning his shoes. And there were other from the Chachamim in the street, and they started screaming at him. It says, they started screaming at Rav Shamash. So Shabbos, Rasha, right? They started screaming at him. But they were messing with the wrong guy. Because this guy was the Shamash of Rav. Rav says, he told them off. He says, it's not enough you guys know nothing about halacha, but then you teach that, you espouse that to others as well. He says, go learn halacha. He told them off. There's plenty of people who, you know, it's one thing, Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishlei, Gam evin maharish lechacham yichashev. A fool who keeps quiet will be perceived as a wise man. Yane, even a fool, as long as he keeps his mouth shut, what is he? Why? You have a fool. You can be sitting at a table with rabbanim, with chachamim, and you have a fool over there, right? They look at him, you know. What do you think? Hey, you know, he's one of us. When is the fool's downfall? As soon as he opens his mouth, it's over. That's it. Sometimes a person has to know, what he knows, what he doesn't know. Everybody has their limits. There's no chovan. If a person's not sure, guess what? Moshe Rabbeinu also didn't have a problem saying what he didn't know. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I forgot. Lay down. We find that. Yeah. Vayishma Moshe vayitav veinav. Rashi HaKadosh says, Moshe Rabbeinu hoda velobosh lomar lo shamati. Right? Shamati v'shachachti. Says Moshe Rabbeinu says, I forgot. It's not a big deal. And especially that's Moshe Rabbeinu who knew and forgot. Can you imagine a person who never knew at all? take it easy, don't worry about it. You know, it's not a big deal. People sometimes feel it's the nobody asks for directions anymore. You know why? Directions are obsolete because now you have a GPS and whatever. But it used to be, you know, the quintessential example of this is a guy pulls up to somebody on the street and he asks him for directions and he says, how do you go here? So the guy, you know, it's an ego trip. If he says, I don't know, even it's funny. It's funny how the human mind works because this is a guy you've never seen in your life. You owe him nothing. You'll never see him again. But what? Immediately when you ask for directions, a person's ego trip already forces him, even if he doesn't know, well, you make a right, and you make a left. You see, you have to go 2 miles down, then you make a left. And if it's a yid, forget about it. You're stealing his time. It's gneva da'at, gezen zman. What are you doing? Why? Because, say, I don't know. Let me say that. No. And this is a very big lesson for life. It has to do with the 3 weeks. I remember it vividly. And I don't remember what the person's reaction was, the rabbi's reaction. I told him, listen, Ya Habibi, you don't say that. That's not the derech of the Torah. But, Mikol Makom, that is with regards to that. We'll do one more hanacha, and then we'll call it a day. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishu avaryan leach'is afilu lemitzvah achat, kigon she'ochel nevela hechad shachir basar kshira, asur lifdoto im nishba. Which means, that if you have an avaryan, you have a rasha, who even for one avera, and he does it to anger God. How in the world are you supposed to know if a person's doing avonot to anger Hashem? The Shulchan Aruch gives an example. Let's say the guy eats treif meat, when there's plenty of kosher meat available. Which means that you know that when he's doing that isur, what's the purpose of that isur? Just to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The halacha is, before we spoke about it, that a person's not obligated to give him tzedakah. Okay? When even a regular rasha, you don't know, over here he's rasha lachis. The halacha is, we take it a step further, if the guy gets kidnapped, the halacha is that you're not allowed to pay for his ransom. You're not allowed to pay his ransom. Asur lifdoto im nishba. That's a rasha lachis. The Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Rambam. You're not allowed to pay his ransom if he gets kidnapped. The Rama adds in, Avan avaryan tavon, what would you say about a rasha? Let's say a person eats treif, but not to anger Hashem, not specifically as a rebellion against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, just letavon, right? The real filet mignon tastes better than the fake one. No? Anyway, b'kitzur, aval mikol makom, I don't know, the real cheeseburger tastes better than the fake one. Okay, but he has tava, he can't control himself. My ase, that's called avaryan leteavon. What's the halacha over there? Says the Rama.
Can you translate that?
Huh? Avaryan rasha leteavon, for his own, you know, because of his own desires. He's propelled by desire, not trying to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Unfortunately, we're all to a certain extent propelled by desires, right? We're desirous beings. That's what we are. There's certain people who take their desires further than others. So he says, "En isur b'davar im rotzim lifdoto, aval en mechuyavin bekach." Says the Rama, you're still not obligated to pay his ransom if he gets kidnapped, but there's no isur like by the avaryan le'achais. There's no isur like by the Rasha who's doing it to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you're not allowed to save him. This guy, you're not obligated to, but you're still allowed to if you want. You think maybe there's a chance that by being podeoto, you can sit him down and say, Ya Habibi, do teshuva. Why are you doing that? Why, you know, they say the impossible burger with the cheese on, they say it's very good. They say it's a besed. Take that. That's what they say. Yeah? What are you tasting? Batil. No.
But there's...
Who?
Rasha
le'achis.
Ransom insurance?
Ransom insurance? Is that a thing?
Yes. It's not a day,
So we're talking about a really specific case. We're talking about a Rasha who does Averot to anger Hashem. They exist, not as much as the other kinds of Rishayim, but but they're much more few and far between.
Why would you just intertwine
Because over there, even the Mechalel Shabbat, as long as he's, most Mechalel Shabbatot are not, this is hands down, are not doing it to anger Hashem. Most Mechalel Shabbatot are doing, even if he doesn't do Kiddush, it's a matter of, convenience and this and that. He wants to go to the beach and he wants to go to the Zay. It's inconvenient. He's not doing it. You ask him, even if he doesn't do Kiddush, who created the world? Who created the world? Especially by, by Sfaradim, especially by Ashkenazim, if he's a atheist or whatever, they have their reform and conservative and whatever. By Sfaradim, you don't really have that. You have, either religious and non-religious, but it's funny because the religious and non-religious, they all down in the same shul. By Sfaradim, there's never such a thing. That's what I'm saying. By Sfaradim, they never had reform movements and conservative movements and reconstruction and all sorts of the other, Shemot HaDevim. Aval, Mikol Makom, you have to know, even by the non-religious, by the Sfaradim, usually, the way it works in Sephardic lands, even if the guy was Mechalel Shabbat, you ask him, Yo Habib, you know what I'm saying? He knows he's wrong. Chatati aviti pashati. No, aval ma? Yes, ta'avot. He can't control it. So that's an avaryan l'te'avon, not an avaryan b'mezid, or l'ach'is et ha'kadosh baruch hu, who's halachot et different. Tov, we're going to hold it here. We'll see you back with Hashem in about an hour for Tomek Devorah. Kol tov.